Hello, and welcome to another installment of Sitel's Voices from ASCO series. This time, you'll hear from Dr. Charles Thoyer, San Diego-based Tracon Pharmaceuticals. Dr. Thoyer will share his experiences with Tracon's ongoing Phase 3 TAPAS trial, and specifically their implementation of an innovative population enrichment adaptive design.
Hi, Charles Thoyer. I'm the CEO of Tracon Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you, Charles. Here at ASCO 2018, what do you hope to accomplish? What are the signals that you personally might be looking for?
Yes, the most important thing we're doing at ASCO this year is presenting the design of our pivotal Phase 3 TAPAS trial, which is a pivotal study in an orphan indication of angiosarcoma. And we designed this using a very innovative adaptive design. And what we're doing in the TAPAS study is using the early interim data from a randomized study to fully inform what the final sample size should be of that trial, and also potentially to fully inform what the susceptible population should be for that trial. So it has both an adaptation to potentially increase sample size of all patients that are currently eligible, but also the enrichment design lets us focus on just patients potentially responsive to the therapy if that's indeed what the interim data dictates. So that adaptation is very valuable to us, especially in an orphan indication where you can't do trials over and over again for time constraints and patient number constraints.
And would you say that sample size you estimation, how maybe did you settle on that of all the many innovative,
right,
adaptive, flexible approaches that are available today? How did the sample size re-estimation come to the fore?
Yeah, I think sample size re-estimation is something that probably should be more broadly applied to many randomized studies. You know, our particular case, because it's an orphan indication, you know, we had very encouraging data of our therapy, TRC-105, with a standard of care therapy called Votrient. And so the adaptation lets us enroll the first portion of the Phase 3 trial, assess what the conditional power is to achieve the endpoint we expect, and if, for example, we need more conditional power, we can increase the sample size. If we're right on track, in other words, our estimates look like they were spot on, the sample size, for instance, would stay the same. So that's a really valuable strategy, especially in an orphan indication, where you can't run a prior Phase 2 study that's a randomized study to have a real solid estimate of the treatment effect.
Maybe, Charles, you could talk a little bit about your encounters with the FDA and possibly the EMA in the work behind the scenes, and perhaps there were negotiations working with the FDA to assure that the trial design would be appropriate.
Yeah, no, I think the thing I learned from this more than anything is that I think regulators are much more amenable to use of adaptive designs than many people think. You know, there are guidances on adaptive designs that are published. You know, those guidances are relatively up to date, but they're not like published yesterday. And, you know, the feeling of regulators evolves with time. So I do think the one lesson for us is that regulators may be much more amenable to considering adaptive designs, and not just standard sample size re-estimations, but also potential enrichment strategies, than sponsors might think. And I would encourage sponsors to get excellent statistical help. We did that through our association with Sitel. And if you have a well-thought-out plan, vet it with regulators. You may be surprised that they may feel that this is an optimal way to do a Phase 3 study.
Would you concur that adaptive trials are about the benefit of flexibility and mitigating risk, especially in an orphan indication, you know, and within oncology?
I really do. I think adaptive designs and orphan indications are an especially useful design. But I think even in larger indications, unless you really have great confidence in the treatment effect that you expect to see in Phase 3, based on really solid randomized Phase 2 data, they should be considered much more broadly than we consider them now.